cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly have a powerful new ally as they conquer the $80 billion obesity shot market, none other than Oprah Winfrey. On Monday, she hosted an hour-long Monday primetime special on ABC that featured the former Weight Watchers spokeswoman hawking a different answer to weight loss than she had in years past. Drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound, whose popularity has left both Novo and Lilly racing to keep up with demand.
You get a Wegovy, you get a Zepbound. No, I'm just kidding. I had to do it. All right. Madison Mueller is all over this beat, and this has been on her radar before you ever heard of it. That's why we love to go to her. Madison is Bloomberg News health reporter. She joins us in the Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio. I mean, all right, Oprah. I have to tell you, I was downstairs doing some work at my home, and I'm like, what is that? Is that Oprah, honey? And it was. He like was flipping the channels, yeah. And there was Oprah.
Yeah. So, I know so many people that were watching it.
Right.
Well, because everyone was trying to watch The Bachelor, and they pushed The Bachelor back an hour.
He was
not trying to watch
The Bachelor. I do know that. But anyway,
so that's that was intentional. They put it at a time.
And like, people were not happy. They thought they were watching The Bachelor tell all, and it was Oprah telling all about weight loss drugs.
It was a network program, right?
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this whole Oprah, Weight Watchers, Ozempic. It's kind of like the next notch in the story, and she, after saying she was going to depart from the Weight Watchers board at the end of February, she announced this special, and she said that her departure from Weight Watchers was in part to make sure there was no perceived conflict of interest when she did this special, which was basically
like,
all
we
about
didn't think there was
drugs.
Any conflict of interest, but
right.
Now we do.
Right, right. A little, well, like, still unclear about that, but
what do we know about Oprah and her, and the way that she's used these, the way that she's
right.
integrated them into her life?
Has she used them? We know she does,
yeah,
right?
So we know. I mean, she had previously said that she thought of the drugs, this was last year, sort of as like a cop-out or taking the easy way out. And, you know, this is after Oprah has so publicly struggled with her weight and dieting and has been the spokesperson and the face of Weight Watchers for almost a decade. And then in December, she came out and said that she actually was using a GLP-1 drug. She still hasn't disclosed which one she's taking. And the special was very balanced in mentioning both Zepbound and Wegovy, you know, kind of frequently. So we know that she's taking one of these drugs now, and the special was talking, you know, she talked to other patients who are taking the drugs, doctors who prescribe them, who support them. Yeah.
Tell me about the awkward moment in the show.
Yes. So Oprah did have the Weight Watchers CEO on the show, which was unexpected. We didn't know that that was going to happen. And she had previously been bringing the other guests up on stage to sort of interview, have a informal conversation with them. But when she was talking to the CEO of Weight Watchers, yes, she remained seated. Oprah was still on stage, came over and was sort of looking down on her while asking this very pointed question of, like, why do we need Weight Watchers if we have Zepbound and Wegovy? Which is the big question right now that
investors
everyone's
have been
asking.
Investors
right.
have been asking that question, too.
Yeah, and I mean, Seema seemed honestly pretty emotional. Like, it was a little bit of a tense exchange, and she looked a little bit teary-eyed even. Her facial expression was sort of tense. And it was like a minute or two of the whole show. So it sort of went quickly.
But did she give an answer that would satisfy investors?
I mean, I guess that is what remains to be seen. It's sort of what we've talked about, which
right.
is this idea that Weight Watchers is still going to provide this sense of community and a support system like they did for dieters for so long, you know, for people on these drugs. But, you know, the patients that I've talked to are just like, well, we don't know if we need that. We've found the community in other ways with, you know, on TikTok and on social media. And just in these sort of support groups outside of Weight Watchers. So,
yeah. Because you write in your story, she did make clear her distaste for Weight Watchers.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a very pointed, why do we need this? People aren't, you know.
Which is kind of interesting, right?
Where that was a very quick, it was a very quick 180.
Yes, yeah. Very quick. Right, because I mean, a month ago, she was still on the board.
Did it seem like that, the tone of that line of questioning, and forgive me, I didn't watch it, but I know you were watching it. Did it seem like the tone of that line of questioning was one more for that was representing the views of potentially people who were trying to lose weight and may not find use in that strategy anymore?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think that part of this special was Oprah sort of coming to terms with her own struggle and her own frustrations in, you know, for decades being told and sort of thinking that she was doing something wrong because she couldn't lose weight or she couldn't keep the weight off. And this special was sort of her reckoning with the fact that, like, this is part of her biology. And the CEO of Weight Watchers did actually kind of apologize for people who the program hasn't worked for. She was like, some people, you know, it's worked for those who haven't, like, we're now offering this other arm of Weight Watchers with these drugs. And
It's interesting because I actually think in some way it's good for somebody to start have some kind of national platform about this, because we have so many conversations and we're still trying to understand it. Having said that, did anybody sponsor this show? I mean, I know there were commercials, I think, of WW during the show, but just got about 25 seconds left here. Nobody sponsored it? Or
not an infomercial?
I mean, people on Twitter thought that it was an infomercial, but we don't know about any, you know, relationships with the drug companies. They were on the show. There was executives from Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly on the show, but Oprah hasn't announced any deals yet.
God, it's just fascinating,
it
right?
Is.
Like,
it is.
Just such another, as you say, kind of another piece of this story that just continues to kind of come out. Thank you, as always. Homage to Madison. Madison Mueller of Bloomberg News. This is Bloomberg.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.